It was like I was at this fork on the right, freedom, fire, truth, music, intensity, the life we want to live. And on the left over here was 9 to 5, be realistic. All that stuff's a pipe dream, all that, you know, that the world tell you over here. Now, the enemy was trying to use everybody to sow me like, oh, you know, all that stuff, that's just dreaming. This over here, God was trying to tell me, you greater, you great, I got something for you. So I turned the mic on and I'm mad because I'm about to lose it. I'm about to give. The enemy's pulling me this way, and it's been so long since I've seen any successes in my life. And I said, I was born a champion, raised a champion. I got champion in my bloodline. All I ever been was a champion. I had to start speaking that which I was. See, the word comes first. You speak. Death and life in the power of the tongue, those that love it shall eat the fruits thereof. I spoke. If you've heard inside the mind of a champion, the enemy's on the left saying, you really believe all that stuff you're saying? I am the head, not the tail, ball, not below. I'm blessed and unstoppable. I don't believe a person should be called a champion. Should not be called a champion until they've been knocked down on the mat. Till they've been knocked out and the whole world writes them off. Then we get to define who we are. Because everybody can front run when everything good, when the money right, when the marriage smooth, when you get the promotion and all of that. What you built like. Let's see who you really are when everybody leave. The longer the test, the greater the destiny. You say sometimes, why it take us so long? Because your future's so bright. What do I want my legacy to be? How am I going to impact people? How is that? And I'd ask God, what is my call? I'd go out there every day, what is my calling? See, I learned this, when things is hard to find, it's usually right in front of you. If you say, I want to find my passion, my soulmate, my flame, whatever, it's usually right there in front of you. I want you to get clear about why you here on earth. Clarity is power, but get clear, my vision. Fire is passion. What are you most passionate about doing in life? What sets you on fire on the inside? What can you not get enough of? Everything in your life you want to set on fire. Every relationship should be on fire. The marriage, the friendships, all of that. There ain't no more that trying to be somebody else because it don't work. Authenticity is power. Be bold in who you are. That's your own truth. Be you. What you're passionate about, do it full speed. There's so little passion today. If you on fire, everybody will see something different about you. Like, man, I don't know what's different, but you on fire. Everybody wants to be around fire because the whole world is dark. Nobody's doing what they called to do, so nobody's lit up. So when you light up, everybody coming. Like, what is that light? I see light. Set yourself on fire and they'll come see you burn. I said, okay, I'm going with that. I gotta be so bold in who I am that I run over anybody who don't like it. It's the standard you hold yourself to will reveal to the world your true identity. See, that's all they see when they see you. What's your standard? Do you keep your word? Do you hustle? Do you grind? Do you mean what you say? You're saying something all day, but you ain't saying nothing. You understand? If you want to be great, it takes a different standard. So you got to be on top of your game every single day. And that's life. Are you doing what you are capable of doing? Don't settle for nothing less than your best. Average is the plague. Refuse to have anything to do with it. Mediocrity, average, losers, all of that, bro, that stuff's contagious. Like, you could not take mediocrity and average and all that and introduce it to any area of your life and it not seek to spread. If you have like a mediocre relationship and you're like, oh, okay, I'm good with that, we okay. And then come over here, I'm gonna be on fire in my work. That right there is gonna affect your work. It will spread, just like truth will spread. Wherever you introduce truth into an environment, it will seek to spread. So if you're struggling in your life, find a little piece of truth and drop it in your life. And on that little piece that you do know in that one area, and it will seek and it'll start changing other areas of your life. Now you got to put an inner standard in place that is equivalent to the dream that you are dreaming. If you are dreaming global, if you speak in global needs, then your standard must be global needs. You can't have this, man. I want to be number one in rap, rapping one day a week. You got to up the game in understanding the standard it takes to belong there, to stay there, to be a champion there, to go to that next level there. What is your standard? Come on now. We got to raise this thing. If you really want to change your life, you got to say enough is enough. I'm not going to settle for nothing but the best. That's it. If you want to go to the next level, only hang out with the sick and hungry. Those that are sick and tired of being average and hungry enough to do something about it. Like, I see the opportunity right here. I know this thing global. This thing, we can go all the way. God is with me. And I offer opportunity to people around, and they don't get it. And I take offense to it at first, like, man, I ain't doing nothing. I have to manage my expectations. So if they local minds and global minds, don't be discouraged just because you spoke a global dream to a local person and they didn't understand it. As a matter of fact, the way I find out if I'm dreaming big enough now is I go find a local person. I'm gonna do this. And if he said, yeah, you can do it, I said, dang, I gotta go back and dream big. Dream big and let God move. My family deserve it, I deserve it, my friends deserve it, everyone around me needs to see what it looks like. Because you being on top of your game and you putting that standard in place will affect everyone around you. Because sometimes we just hadn't seen greatness. You're gonna have to seriously change something. It's your standard. Your standard that you put in place needs to match where you want to go. If you want to go to that level up, let's say level up. If you want to go to that next level, you got to change your standard. Discipline. Every single day, let's get it. Let's get it. Let's stay focused. Ain't nobody in this crowd went through what I went through. I'm built for this. I got champion in my bloodline. All I ever been was a champ. Everything in your life you want to set on fire. This is the inner symphony of greatness, the epic soundtrack of success. I'm blessed and unstoppable.